Thank you for quieting down like that. The TV has to roll the agenda. Here goes. And when that's finished, we'll begin. Good evening, and welcome to the October 9th, 2012 Morro Bay City Council meeting. We have a nice crowd here tonight and want to welcome everyone and welcome to those of you who are watching at home. Let the record reflect that all members of the City Council are present, and we'll begin, please, with a moment of silence. And if you would please stand and face the flag, we're going to be led this evening by the Morro Bay 4-H Club, following which they are going to address us. Go ahead, 4-H Club, and step right up there, pull the microphone down, introduce yourselves, and we're glad you're here tonight. Welcome.
My name is Lacey Haas, and this week is National 4-H Week, and we're here representing Morro Bay 4-H, and we'd like to share a few facts about 4-H.
My name is Addie Mahan, and 4-H is a community of young people across America who are learning citizenship, leadership, and life skills.
My name is Sydney Harrison. There are 33 4-H clubs in San Luis Obispo County, with over 1,500 members and nearly 400 adult volunteers. San Luis Obispo County is the second largest 4-H program in the state of California.
I'm Emmy Haas. Last year, the SLO County 4-H members exhibited more than 500 hogs, 275 sheep, 300 rabbits, 150 chickens, 200 head of cattle, 75 goats, and 100 horses, as well as other animals and still exhibits. The 4-H philosophy is learned by doing.
4-H motto, to make the best better. Any person age 5 to 19 can be joined to 4-H.
Studies show that 4-H members do better in school and are more motivated to help others. Community service is an important part of 4-H. 4-Hers learn to have fun helping others in their community.
Morro Bay 4-H Club meets the first Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. at the Morro Grange Hall. For more information, we can be reached at morrobay4hclub@yahoo.com. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. And yes, great. And I'd like to invite Heather up from Smoobage.
Smoobage.
I got it wrong twice.
That's okay. Take a minute. Smoobage, Smoobage. Mubage, that works too.
My name is Heather Koide. Good evening, everybody. I have been living on the coast my whole life, with the exception of another coast. I lived on the Big Island for a little while as well. My family is from Morro Bay. My grandparents moved here and were the original members of the Yacht Club, and they helped build it. My mom and dad met at Morro Bay High School. And leave it to me, maybe bring it into the shop. I just had a little tear off there for you. I have been in retail for a long time. I worked at By the Bay Gallery on the Embarcadero for almost 10 years, as well as Under the Sea Gallery for a long time as well. And I have a great selection of art, gifts, jewelry, kids' toys. And the reason that I wanted to have a store is to be able to make a difference with the things that I buy. So I look for things that are made with recycled, renewable, organic materials, something that has a story behind it, artists, handmade things that have families or something to take care of other than, you know, their big pockets. A lot of my family has artwork in there. I have my aunt who does cards and my mother-in-law who makes jewelry, and my grandma even made some pillows for me, although they're the only ones and they're really expensive because her hands don't work as well as they used to. And I think I have 30 seconds left.
Yep.
And I just would really love it if people would come in and see what it's all about and take a look for themselves and just support the community, which I feel I've been supported quite a bit already, and we hope to stick around for a while. So, yeah, I think that is it.
Thank you so much for coming tonight.
What are your hours?
10 to 6.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night.
Kyle Schaefer. Kyle's with the head lifeguard, right? Moore Bay Lifeguards. The head lifeguard is going to give us a little, tell us what's happened this past summer.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. My name is Kyle Schaefer. I'm the lifeguard supervisor with the Moore Bay Harbor Department. I'm here this evening to give you a recap of our lifeguard season. This season, we ran our fourth year of the USLA Lifeguard Academy. We trained 13 lifeguards, and it went very well. We had coverage from Memorial Day weekend on weekends till June 15th, and then went full-time till Labor Day weekend. And then we had weekends till Harbor Fest. As a proactive patrol, it's our goal to prevent problems before they happen. So I'm going to now read off our statistics. This summer, we had two rescues. We had three swimmer assists, 134 preventative actions, 21 medical aids, one lost and found person, 95 enforcement actions, 2,525 public contacts, 535 public safety lectures, and 28 animal rescues. And most importantly, zero drownings or near deaths. So these low numbers of rescues and swimmer assists are a reflection of our hard work, and we had a really good season. And, yeah.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you for coming and sharing that. Excuse me, that's my mouth. Never have I gotten a call of any kind of complaint about the lifeguards. Not one. And I tell you, we get a lot of complaints. And that for 2,500 public contacts, that's very impressive. We are so glad that you're there and the job that you do. And please, on behalf of all the City Council, pass that on to the 13 people that work with you. Thanks for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, we are... announcements. Carla.
Good evening. Thank you. And I'm excited to see all the 4-H'ers here tonight. I'm a little passionate about 4-H, as you well know. And as I said, it's National 4-H Week. It's also National Fire Safety Week. And this week, the burn relay will be coming to Del Mar Elementary. I'm sure anybody who watches the news has seen them advertising it this week. They'll be at Del Mar Elementary on Thursday from 12:50 to 1:10. So when you see all the fire engines coming through town, you know what that is. And then they'll also be over at Baywood Elementary at 1:45, I believe. This Thursday is our JPA meeting up in Cayucas at 6 p.m. And Friday is Moore Bay High School homecoming. We have a home game. It's going to be a tough one because my alma mater's playing, the Pirates versus the Pirates. So make sure you get out, 7 p.m. There'll be lots of festivities at the game. We always like homecoming. I think, Noah, you're going to talk about rideshare? Oh, no, I'll let you. I gave you my buff so you can share. Okay, and also the Harbor Triathlon, I think, is this week, Mr. Woods? Morro Bay Triathlon. Can you tell them when it is?
It's Morro Bay Triathlon is sponsored by
a lot of people to town. Everybody seemed to be having a great time down there. So, and also, I want to say, God, it's wonderful to see all these roads being fixed up. It seems like to me that money wasn't that much that went that far. I was just amazed at how much you got done out of that. And I want to we got a couple council of people leaving, and they were part of getting this done. And I just want to thank them too, along with the rest of them. It was a great job done by you, the staff, and everybody on these roads. And everybody's talking about it. It'd be nice to have them all over the place, wouldn't it?
Well, thank you. I just wanted to follow up real quick on the Morro Bay Triathlon, the website, if you're interested at home, because I believe they're still registering, is morotri.com. And we have another exciting event that's coming up. It's been organized by families who are involved with the Morro Bay High School soccer program, and it's the Rockin' Soccer Morro Bay Beach Tournament, which obviously is going to be a beach soccer tournament, which is planned to be an annual fundraiser for the Morro Bay High soccer team, both men and women. And this one's going to be October 28th, and they have a very nice website already up. It's beachsoccermb.com, and obviously looking for people to sign up as individuals or with a team, and then also for sponsors. And the event's going to include a professional exhibition match where you have professional beach soccer players who are a complete different breed than your traditional soccer players playing an all-star team of local soccer players. So that should be pretty fun. And then there's a kids' clinic on how to play beach soccer beforehand. So again, that's October 28th. And the website, if you're interested, is beachsoccermb.com. Obviously down there at the rock on the beach. And then my last item, besides mentioning Rideshare Month, which I think the most important point is, besides a lot of other promotional things happening, is every Tuesday of this month, all bus rides in the county on any system, any transit system, are free. So get out there on a Tuesday if you want to try and catch a ride anywhere in the county for free. And the last item is I wanted to update you on the PG&E acoustic seismic testing and congratulate COAST, the Citizens Opposing Acoustic Seismic Testing, who did put on an impressive rally in flotilla during the Harbor Festival. It was safe. I'm not aware of any accidents. They had all sorts of craft out on the bay and generated a lot of excitement and interest. And there are T-shirts now available that are being printed by Brian at Astero Bay Graphics. You can pick these up. All the proceeds for these T-shirts go back to the Coast Alliance. And really fun. And obviously working to increase awareness about the proposal. Couple of developments since our last meeting. The Coastal Commission hearing, which was scheduled for this month, has been postponed. So now it's November 14th in Santa Monica. And that is nice because it gives us more time. And the SLO County Board of Supervisors just today announced that they're going to be agendizing a discussion on the topic to clarify and update their position and talk about what the county can do to potentially, hopefully, help align with the city and the other groups that are involved with trying to change this. And their hearing is going to be October 30th. Another item that's of interest is Mr. Assemblyman Kacho Asajian is going to be here at the Business Forum October 18th, and it would be another opportunity to bring up this and other issues that you'd like to talk with him about. That's 9 a.m. October 18th at the Embarcadero Grill. And the next COAST meeting, Citizens Opposing Acoustic Seismic Testing, is tomorrow evening, October 10th, from 7 to 9 at the Community Center. We met at the Vets Hall last time, but I believe we're back at the community center. Anything else on that, Mr. Endersby? Or? All right. The website for COAST is stopoceanblasting.org. And that's it. Thanks.
I just forgot, George reminded me, talking about the Harbor Festival, we had Savor the Central Coast the weekend before, and Morro Bay had a booth over there, It was very well attended. The Gorilla Gardeners were there. Noah was there, a lot of us. And the Morro Bay booth was very well visited. I worked on Saturday afternoon, and the most phenomenal representation of our locally caught seafood was done by Mark Tognazzini, and they were serving oysters to people coming by. And I heard nothing but compliments from people who had come out the day before, done the oyster cruise, tour of the bay back there, and just really a great showcase of our locally caught fish. And it was really very well attended and very well received, and I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, Carla. We love locally caught fish. Okay, we're at, closed session report. Rob?
Yes, good evening. Council met in closed session prior to the regular session to discuss real property transaction. The council discussed 1320 Main Street, which is a small lot that the city owns, and also in the North Point Natural Area, Toro Lane, optic access, fiber cable, real property transaction. On both of these items, no action that was taken requires report.
Thank you. Now, if I haven't forgotten anything else, we're at public comment period. If any of you would like to address us, this is the appropriate time. Step right up. Please state your name for the record. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes. If the buzzer goes off, please conclude. Good evening, Craig. So nice to see you.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Craig Schmidt, the CEO of the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce. The city's recognized the need to establish economic development as an appropriate priority, establishing it as a main goal in its strategic plan. And the Chamber's been awarded a contract with the city to provide economic development as previously submitted, with the focus on business retention, recruitment, business expansion, and entrepreneurial development. Most business owners know every detail of their product or service, but many lack all of the skills they need to turn their ideas into successful companies. 40% of the businesses that start up fail within the first year. 80% of those businesses fail within the first 5 years. Business incubation programs are uniquely positioned to help entrepreneurs access resources through the incubator, business community, our college and university partners, and other business assistance programs to help them develop the skills they need to grow successful businesses. Studies have shown that incubator programs can turn that five-year failure rate of 80% into a success rate of 80%. We have the talent, we have the resources, we're asking for a chance to put it all together, and the best place for that is the Fire Administration Building. We thank you for your past support, and we thank you for your consideration here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello, good evening, Mary Yates and the Council. My name is Mike Manchak. I'm the president of the Economic Vitality Corporation. And first, I want to thank the city for its support of the EVC. For those watching, the EVC is a countywide economic development resource. So we help businesses start and expand. It's all about the creation of jobs and ultimately a more balanced economy, a more healthy economy throughout the county. So when I learned about the program that the chamber was looking at doing, I was very excited about this because it's something that actually the EVC has been talking to Morro Bay about for years. We've got business partners in the community that have felt that an incubator and an emphasis towards economic development was very important, and I totally agree. I think that the incubator itself is actually a perfect fit for this community. If you read any newspaper in the nation, everyone talks now about, you know, the economy, of course, that's at every kitchen table, but there's also this underlying current of this entrepreneurship economy, right? So this county is really no different. This county is actually known as a county that has higher percentage of sole proprietors than any county in the entire state of California. And there's a variety of reasons for that, but ultimately I think we are a very large basket of very, very small companies. I think the average was something like 12 employees per company. And even that, you'll find a lot of companies, as you know, that are much smaller than that. And so I think when I heard about this incubator, I talked to Craig about it, and I felt, you know, this is really something that the EVC wants to support. This is goes hand in hand with the economic strategy that the EVC has and has been very successfully implementing. And Christine Rogers, our project manager on that, has been doing an amazing job, and she is a citizen of Morro Bay. But Let me end with this. This goes to this issue, I think, of the public's funds, the public's money, and investment, and the return on your investment. It is widely known that incubators create jobs, and they do so very affordably. The average, they say, is $1,000 per job. If one was to calculate the total cost contributed by government, if you will. The emphasis with this program, I think, as with what we do, is very much private sector oriented, right? But in terms of the dollars coming back to the community, we talk about the economic impact that it has of projects like this. The research that I find is that it shows a 1-to-30 ratio, meaning for every dollar that a community puts into an incubator, they get $30 back into the community, directly and indirectly. So I think that I know the EVC will support whatever it is that the city decides. I know that the EVC will help support to put help clients into the incubator and help them also mentor those organizations that are starting up. And lastly, of course, we have a loan program for which we guarantee business loans for people that are starting with this. We have access to venture capital and angel investors. So thank you for your support, and I'm glad to be here and glad to see you all, and thank you for your support of the EVC, and please do whatever you can to support programs like this.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Hi. Good evening, Mayor Yates, council members, and city staff. As Mike shared, I am with the Economic Vitality Corporation and representing myself as a resident of City of Morro Bay. And I want to begin by thanking the council.
We know who you are, but please introduce yourself for the record.
Christine Rogers with the Economic Vitality Corporation. But I want to thank the council for the direction that you've taken over the last year or so in truly prioritizing economic development, in allocating resources, and engaging the stakeholders to really look at what are the opportunities that we have here in our city. My employer is in the room, so I say this caveat that I love my job. But 3 years ago when I was looking, there were not a lot of opportunities in Morro Bay, and I think that anyone in this room would agree that diversifying would serve us well, and I think that the incubator would be a great first step to doing that. In addition, our workforce development partners, the EVC,
aggressive dog behavior. We strongly urge that the enforcement of the ordinance by the Morro Bay Police Department will include not only the city parks, but our beautiful Jody Giannini Family Dog Park. Rules governing the owners of the dog's behavior are posted on the entrance of the dog park. We believe that the enforcement by the Morro Bay Police Department is crucial. We all want the safety for our dogs, our owners, while they're enjoying their outing out at our dog park. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anita. Who would like to go next? Don't be shy. Somebody wants to. Here we go. Gary Johnson. Well, it's a race now.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
Hi.
Mayor, City Council, my name is Sandy Tandler, and I live in Morro Bay. I asked at the last City Council and JPA meeting, who were the people so intent on moving the sewer plant that they would give faulty information to the Coastal Commission staff, as stated in the California Coastal Commission's letter dated August 3, 2012. After doing my own research and reading the staff report, De Novo CDP review dated 7/27/2012, I have discovered that the City Council had approved the coastal development permit in early 2011. But after everything had been approved, come to find out, 11 different parties, we don't know who, and one international group called the Surfrider Foundation had appealed the Coastal Development Permit, CDP. After all my research, I still don't know who all the individual 11 parties are, but I have found incredible information on the foundation. They are not only active here in Morro Bay and Cayucas, but they are active in 9 other states, 2 other countries, and 33 other towns throughout California, including the movement of the sewer in Los Osos. Are we being manipulated by this international group, the Surfrider Foundation? According to my research, they are a powerful organization with tentacles throughout the world, employing many dedicated lawyers. Money does not seem to be an object to them, but it is to us, we the people. They have already cost the JPA $500,000 in appeals. This international group, the Surfrider Foundation, are they concerned about us, or do they just want to move the plant, no matter the cost, under the pretext of protecting our environment? Why? I ask again, who are these 11 individuals who stopped this approved project, and why? And why is this international group so involved in our town's sewer project? Who are they? Remember, in January 2011, we had approval for our sewer at its present location. We the people must do our research. Anyone can go on the internet and look them up. They are an international organization called the Surfrider Foundation. Who are these people? Thank you.
Thanks, Sandy. Gary. Good evening.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council, and the worker bees of Morro Bay. That was a good report. I like that. I'm not here for that, though. I wish that gentleman hadn't left yet that was on the Coast Guard, with Coast Guard. I belong to Coast Guard Auxiliary, too. But on the lifeguard issue, it's so important to have that in our community, and I hope we don't scale it back and that we add to it. The ocean is beautiful. You go out there and you look at the nice ocean, but it's treacherous. I've been from San Diego to here, and I've been in the ocean most of my life, and I've seen a lot of accidents, and I've seen a lot of deaths. We did rescue a couple people that did die. One is in Montana, Eudora, in 1980, because he didn't die, but because we're scuba divers, and we know how to rescue people, and nobody was out there to rescue this person, but we did, and saved this person's life. And my grandkids, who just adore the ocean, and I train them, I teach them all the time the do's and don'ts of the ocean. What do you do if you run into trouble? And what do you do when you run out of trouble? And how do you, a riptide, how do you get out of a riptide? Now, all three of my kids are taking lessons through the lifeguard, and next year they're going to be going to the lifeguard lessons. They're going to be hopefully someday be a lifeguard. And people out there in TV land, if you've got grandkids that are coming in here, I encourage you desperately to send them to school next summer, because my three grandkids will be in school all next summer, one at a time. Johnson. So if you read that article, it's not Dorothy, it's Nancy. So get their facts straight. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Anyone else?
One quick announcement. Anyone in the public, just be careful about pushing this podium, because you may push over a camera in the front. So just be aware. Thank you.
But be careful of the podium.
Commander Adam, Mayor, Council.
Would it be okay if I introduced you?
Yes, fine.
You know, before the meeting, I met this gentleman first time. His name is Commander Charles Adams. He is, wasn't he a cartoonist?
I am a resident now of Morro Bay, which I'm very happy to be so. I'm from San Diego originally. I retired out of the Navy with 31 years as a mechanical engineer and oceanic research engineer. I'm here to just introduce myself and ask the council and the members here to consider me available for services, and that would be in the category of volunteer services. I would be happy to volunteer any services for consulting on any matters that have to do with structural, seismic engineering, or anything like that that may come up that the city may need me. I'm not licensed by the state of California as a licensed mechanical engineer. I'm a graduate of the War College, and that's where my background comes from. But I would be very happy to help out this council and the mayor and the city of Morro Bay with anything that they need to that would fit into my profile. And so that's my story for tonight. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much for coming down, Charles. And if anybody wants Charles's number, they could call me. Anyone else? Anybody?
Hi.
Hi, good evening. I'm Jennifer Redman, and I'm a over 20-year resident, and I'm also a small business owner of Edward Jones Investments near Dolly's Donuts. And I'm here just to give my support to the Chamber. In the 20 years I've lived here, I've seen people that are, you know, they're small businesses. Some people are lucky enough to work for the city. Some work for maybe city businesses in San Luis. But as many councilmen and councilwomen, you have your own business. And they need help right now. I don't know if you watched the president debate, but they talked about how is our economy going to turn around. It's from people starting small businesses. It's about supporting each other and helping each other. And we need that here in Morro Bay. If you walk up and down the streets, you see many offices open. People will start a business and unfortunately go under. And it costs a lot of money for those residents. And they're the people who voted you into position. They're your neighbors, your friends, and we really need something to help them to learn, just like some of you that are successful running your business, you know, what you did. We need advisors and marketing and what's a good business for Morro Bay and how to run the business. We need a program that sets around our citizens because they're the ones that live here. They employ residents. They help us. Now, we spend a lot of money to get tourists here, which is great. We need that. We're a big tourism town. But we also need good businesses that tourists are happy to go to and enjoy, plus the residents. And the only way we're going to do that is by putting some money back into those businesses that are here and helping people. Many people are graduating from Cal Poly right now, and they don't have a job. A lot of them are just going back to master's or programs because they don't know what to do. They need help. And Cal Poly has their own program. Judy was here earlier. She had to leave, and she told me I could mention her name, Judy Mayhem. She's a legal advisor for Cal Poly's Center on Entrepreneurship and Innovation. Even Lois Capps, that was here a couple weeks ago, some of you were at that meeting, she mentioned how many cities are working on having an incubator program to help people be successful. Because you know, if a business goes in and out, it doesn't help anybody. So I just ask for your support to help those who live here, who work here, who vote you into your positions, to have something they can go to in town that will help them be wise in making a business that will bless everybody. So I hope you can do that.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thanks for coming down tonight. Do you guys know each other?
Yeah.
Good evening, Israel. Welcome.
Good evening. I'm Israel Dominguez, the director of the Business and Entrepreneurship Center at Cuesta College. Good to see you all again. And I'm here also just echoing what was just communicated in support of the Morro Bay Chamber and their efforts to create a business center or business incubator. There's plenty of data out there in various cities and states throughout the country of the benefits of having a business incubator to serve a specific city and geographic area. And yes, it's true, Cal Poly is working on their hot house. I'm actually on their advisory council. And their focus is to assist business startups, specific consulting services to a business incubator here in Morro Bay. And more importantly, is launching new viable businesses that have the support to be successful and create additional sales revenue for the city. And just want to support that, and certainly we're entertain any more further discussion on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Israel. Thanks for coming over to Morro Bay tonight. Anyone else? Anybody? Susan?
Good evening, Mayor and Council members, city staff. My name is Susan Stewart. I am a Chamber Board member, actually President-elect, believe it or not. I'm an Economic Development Committee member, have been a resident for nearly 25 years, and have owned a business for just over 6 years, which puts me sort of out of the danger zone by some kind of dumb luck. I've seen a lot of businesses come and go in those 25 years, and you know, I could say as an anthropologist, well, it's survival of the fittest. If you could figure it out, good. You survive, you made it, you keep in business. As an archaeologist, which I've also been, I could say, well, there's lots of populations of people who have come and gone in this area. But you don't want to just throw that all away. Morro Bay may be a fishing village. It's also an agricultural town. It's the last of the small towns on the coast here. Entrepreneurship and light industry struggle to survive. Some of us have made it. Some of us are still trying to, and you'd like to see new people coming up be able to make it to and make this a stronger, better, not bigger, but, I don't know, successful community. So I feel like this economic development program is just another chance. It's another part of that big quilt that this town is, to invest in the community. It's innovative. I heard that Pastor Robles is already asking Craig if he can help them set up a similar kind of program. I think that says people are looking at Morro Bay and what we might be able to do. I think it's exciting. We have Cal Poly, one of the best academic institutions in the country, sort of waiting in the wings to help us out with this. I'd like to say, too, that we have some other chamber directors here. Lori French is in the audience there, Casey Kelso, and, of course, Jennifer Redman. And I know some of them who weren't able to make it sent you some emails. Also, Bill Pierce, who's on the Economic Development Board, sat with us for, I don't know, at least a year or more, has had a lot of great input and ideas. So I'll keep it short. Hopefully you guys can pull this together and we get something going. I'm excited about it. I hope you are too. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Dr. Bob.
Last but not least.
We'll see.
I'm Dr. Bob, Mayor, Council people, members. I also want to get a plug in for the Eco Rotaries over there at the Taste of, I forget where it was, Savor of the Central Coast, trash cleanup, teach everybody how to recycle. That was great. But I'm here to help support the chamber. I want to look at a different aspect. They're asking for a good benefit on their rent, which I appreciate doing as a business owner. The overhead is what kills most businesses. If the chamber has to pay more rent, they're going to have to pass the fees on to us as members of the chamber. And every little nickel and dime as a private small business person is going to add up. If the prices go too high, they're going to have less members. Less members means the ones that stay have to pay more. And so I just want you to take into consideration what's going to affect all the businesses, not just the chamber members, but all the businesses that are in the chamber, because the prices are going to reflect down into their pocket. And that's a bottom line for a lot of businesses, and that can make a business either make it or fail. So just take that into consideration. I'd appreciate it, and hope you all have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. Anyone else? Anybody? Going once, going twice, back to council. Thank you. I want to thank the 4-H young ladies for coming and leading us in the pledge and introducing us, reintroducing us to the Morro Bay 4-H. I would be remiss if I don't acknowledge Carla, who's been working with 4-H for many, many, many years. And thank you for that. So Heather and Kyle, we want to thank them. Craig, Mike, Christine, Anita, Sandy, Gary, Charles, Jennifer, Israel, Susan, and, of course, Dr. Bob. We appreciate all of you coming and speaking, especially those of you who came from out of town. Thank you very much. Okay, we're at the consent calendar. Item A7 has been pulled. Would any other items care to be pulled? Over here, over here. Can I hear a motion then approving the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion carries. It was a joke. We are missing our city manager, who I'm sure will be here any moment. Yeah. All you interneters, can't somebody get us a giant score?
Sure.
Yeah.
2-1 San Francisco.
And it, oh. 10th inning. Go D1 Rob. I got him to switch his under the so he.
Good evening again, Council. At the June 26th meeting and again at the September 25th Council meeting, Council gave direction to staff to prepare an ordinance that would update and modernize our skateboarding regulations, including the electrical scooters and segways, and to allow their further use in all parts of town except on certain sidewalks. Pursuant to that direction, we've attached the review of the ordinance 581, which you have looked at, which allows coasters, roller skates, skateboard scooters, EPAMDs, and similar devices in all areas of the city unless the City Council specifically regulates and prohibits their use by resolution. So the new ordinance will make it less restrictive than before. The old ordinance prevented skateboards in the downtown area. The new ordinance will allow it in all areas unless you do designate it by resolution, as I just stated. The new ordinance also, though, makes it stricter and adds sections regarding complying with all vehicle stop signs and other issues of that nature. So it's more restricted in that area. And then also what I want you to look at is a resolution, because the new ordinance now will allow for you to restrict areas and prohibit their uses in certain areas. And pursuant to your direction, we provided a resolution that prevents the skateboards and other similar devices in the commercial districts within the city. And with that, I'll turn it over to you to take a look at, and if you've got any questions.
Questions before we open it up? Questions before we open it up? This is a public hearing. If any of you would like to address us, this is the appropriate time. Step right up. Don't be shy. Anybody? Fake out. Good, Susan. Okay, then I'll bring it back to Council. Start with you, Noah.
Yeah, I felt like we have an improved model here to work with. I think it's important that we do designate the sidewalks in the commercial areas, just because it would be so easy to see a lot of accidents if that's allowed. And I know that's a concern, and it still leaves it open to disabled people to utilize some of these vessels that could be recreational or a tool for disabled transportation. One question I had was brought up. We talked around it a little bit at the last meeting, but the idea of, you know, let's say you have a six-year-old in, because some of these commercial areas you're looking at, particularly in the MCR, the mixed commercial residential, you have residential, commercial, and a situation where the streets definitely aren't safe for a younger child to be skateboarding on the street, and it's yet not very busy on the sidewalk. And so I do want to just bring that up again, mostly to the police chief, to confirm that discretion can be applied in those scenarios where it's obviously not posing a threat to the public, that is the pedestrians on the sidewalk.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, great. That's all I wanted to say, so I'm in support.
Cool. George? Yep. Nancy?
I, of course, am highly supportive of this. I just want to be sure that all of our council members got the email from Jack Smith. He highly supported this resolution and the whole bit. And and I checked with my grandchildren, because they're younger, about riding in the street, and the consensus was as long as they remembered their helmets, which I think are required by law anyway. So some of the younger folks were comfortable with it. I'm definitely in support.
I'm 100% supportive of it, and thank you for making the changes, Chief Lewis and the city attorney. Nancy, it's Nancy's.
All right, wait a minute. I'm lost.
Move approval of B1.
Move approval of B1, including the risk.
There's no more input from down there, so I'm going to decline.
I was actually just getting ready for the next item.
Okay,
good. You got cover. Okay. Anything?
We'll take a vote.
Who's going to enforce all this stuff? The chief's going to. Can I ask him about that?
He's going to get a. He's going to get a mobile scooter and glove.
You can do anything you want. You're a councilman.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
How much time you got out there to enforce all these things?
It would be quite similar to what it is right now, which doesn't allow it on the streets. Be enforced, I would imagine, pretty much just as it is now with complaints.
Complaints.
Skateboarding is not allowed in the streets in this town?
In the downtown area.
Well, how do you get from up there to down there?
They're supposed to go around the downtown area and stay off of Pacific and...
I have a son who's worked at the galley since he was 14 years old, and he's wiped out on Harbor Street, much to my chagrin, more than once. And all these kids go through downtown. It's silly. That will not be enforced. That's how they get
but
to work.
But now they can go downtown, right?
Now they can.
They can now.
They go downtown.
You can downtown.
So it's less, it's less restrictive. It's just keeping
right
them off the
Morro
sidewalks.
Right down Morro Bay Boulevard from the top to the bottom.
Whoa, cool.
Just stop right at the stop
down
sign.
Down the stairs, too?
Go for it. Yeah. I want to watch.
Let's vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. B2. Mike.
Excuse me, Mayor.
The old, you've got to read the title thing. Okay.
Yeah, it's my part tonight, so I don't want to miss
that. I'm so glad you're here tonight, Andrew.
This is Ordinance Number 581, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Morro Bay repealing, amending, and reenacting Chapter 10.76 of the Morro Bay Municipal Code. Coasters, roller skates, skateboards, scooters, EPA, MDSs, and similar devices.
You know, my question is, if you've got one of those little scooters that you put one foot on and you do the other foot like this, are they included in this audit? They're included. Okay. Yes. You anything else? Okay. B2, Mike.
Mayor and Council, at your last meeting, staff report was brought forward to you suggesting that we amend our city ordinance to bring it in line with the county's ordinance. Regarding aggressive animals out of control, if you will. All cities in the county have adopted this in line with the county. As you know, our animal control is provided by county animal control, and as such, this would help with the enforcement. What this does is now allows a tool for either law enforcement or animal control to take action against the owners of an out-of-control or aggressive animal prior to the animal actually having to bite someone or another animal. So this amendment will allow the city now to take that action, if you will. And in response to the speaker before us earlier in public comment, this does allow us to take that action or animal control more appropriately to take that action at any city park or at the dog park. So again, with the posting of the rules and regulations, if you will, that are there, if there is an animal that is out of control, then this could be used for that specific enforcement. And again, it's proactive. It's heading off a potential problem.
Thank you, Chief. Great staff report. Carla? Nancy? George? Noah? Surprise.
A couple of quick questions. One, are we in line with all of the other cities in the county? Have most of them approved this already? Have there been any dissension from those other?
We're the only city that has yet to take action on it, so all of them have, yes.
And this is a question more for the public. A couple of people have raised the question about how do you determine that? It seems like there's some discretion there to identify a menacing animal. Obviously, some people have menacing animals that they don't think are menacing, and other people are more nervous around a somewhat calm animal just by the nature of their experiences. So that is a concern for people out there that think they might have a dog that's borderline menacing, I guess. And how would you make sure that a dog that may not qualify for this is not then addressed under this, if that makes sense?
Well, I think every situation is taken in the totality that's there. Is the animal out running in the open, or are they behind a chain link fence, albeit in someone's front yard? So, and again, using what we typically use as the reasonable person test, does it meet the criteria for this? Does a simple warning to the owner suffice to allow for corrective action, or do we have to be more aggressive in our enforcement of it? So again, the totality of the circumstances.
So
Don't be bashful. Anybody? Back to council. Do you have more? Respectfully, Chief, you know I adore you. But when you sit and say this was suggested to us, and I will just use the phrase I used last time, this is a gun at our head. The other cities have done it because basically if we don't do this, animal control's threatened that they won't come and control our animals. And, you know, thank God for county animal control. But I voted against this last time. I'm going to vote it against it again tonight because of the principle of it. I think, you know, respectfully, again, it's a little disingenuous to say we're going to get there before the dog actually does the attack. I mean, you don't know. I mean, I'm not for attack dogs, and I'm certainly not for anybody being fearful of a dog. And I don't, you know, German Shepherd, does that at me. Boy, I don't like it any more than anybody else. But it just seems like more police state. And I think your idea, you know, the concept of dealing with people and reasoning with people and, you know, is the better approach, which is your first approach here. But gun at our head. So, Carla.
Move approval, B2.
Second.
Any further discussion?
We need the by introduction and title only.
You guys are so picky. Come, here we go, Carla.
Move approval of B2 introduction and first reading of ordinance number 580, adding section 7.04.170, menacing and aggressive animal ordinance, to chapter 7.04 of the Morro Bay Municipal Code. By number and title only. Sorry.
I'm so glad that Rob's here. Do I hear your second?
Yes, you hear my second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Andrea.
This is ordinance number 580, an ordinance of the City of Morro Bay, announcing findings and adding section 7.04.170, menacing and aggressive animals, to chapter 7.04 of the Morro Bay Municipal Code.
Thank you. Really good job on that. Who's going to get C1?
I'll take it. As you recall, the City Council allocated $58,250 in this year's budget to fund economic development activities that are sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. At your request, the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce has provided the city with an economic development proposal. The City Council at their August 28th meeting conceptually approved the use of the fire station modular building located at 695 Harbor, pending the review and approval of the lease agreement and funding agreement for the economic development programs. Pursuant to that direction, staff has met with Chamber on several occasions and discussed the lease agreement and the funding agreement, and we provided attached to your staff report draft agreements for both the lease agreement and the funding agreement for the period of July 1st through June 30th, 2013, for the funding agreement, and it's a three-year lease agreement for the fire station. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Good report. Noah.
No questions.
George.
No questions. Comments later.
Carla. All right. We'll start with comments then. Carla.
Well, I was going to see if we could postpone this till next meeting. Just kidding. That was Andrea's biggest fear.
Craig is not laughing.
I thought I'd just throw that out there, change the mood a little.
Our economy just went down 3 points.
That stock market must have been fuel. I've never been against the economic development. I have... I'm supportive of moving forward. I know we all want to move forward, put this to bed. There are a couple things in this, in C1. I know I'll get outvoted. I'm not real supportive of the 3 years. I wish it were a little shorter time in regards to the lease. I'm adamantly not supportive free rent. I feel that even now, as we've contracted with the Chamber of Commerce for several years, we've done a 60-40, I think, split on that in regards to the share of the rental space. I feel that it's not the city's responsibility to fund the rent for the chamber's activities. And even as Mr. Schmidt and others spoke tonight, they, in here, in this agenda item, had asked for free rent, and yet they both, they all talked about reduced rent. So I hope that the council will see and left. I don't think, sometimes I think it's overthinking it, and it really doesn't tell us just the simplicity of who came, who left, how many people they employ, how many people didn't, how many commercial spaces did we lease, how many did we lose. It's really that simple to me in tracking it. So those are my comments for right now.
Gosh, my comments are pretty much the same. I would like to see a shorter lease. I would like to see an agreement for a reduced rent, not more than a dollar a year. And I really want to see very concise quarterly reports as well as yearly reports. And in here someplace it says that they shall be checked by somebody. Where did I see that? The city manager. And I would like city manager and city council or an oversight committee, just like we do with Measure Q, to review those reports. Also, I'd like some kind of an explanation of where chamber stops and economic development starts. Because to me, I've always thought, and even having served on this committee, that economic development and economic vitality is the business of the chamber. So if we're underwriting one, we're underwriting the other. I think that's all I have for now. Thank you. I am actually in favor of making a few changes and moving forward with this agreement. Thank you.
Do you want to address that question to anybody, or is that just rhetorical?
I'd like to have Mr. Schmidt answer that if he can, if it's allowed.
If there's no objections from council?
Just answer the question, yeah.
Get the message there, Craig? Then I won't give you my lecture.
Could you repeat the question and use it in a sentence? Could you please repeat the question? I think I understand where chamber and economic development blend, how they blend.
Right. Basically, what's the difference between economic development and the business of the Chamber of Commerce?
If the Chamber were on its own, there would be two employees with the Chamber, myself and my administrative assistant, and they would be focused specifically on membership services. With the contract with the city to provide economic development services, that program has expanded to where there will be two additional people servicing the businesses as per the economic development program that we outlined to you.
So those could be businesses that are not members of the chamber?
They're all businesses.
Thank you.
Maybe I should just go next. Oh, man, I got a really hot thing. That would only happen right before one speaks. I'm supportive of the chamber. I'm a chamber supporter. I don't see any difference between giving them free rent and giving them money. Nobody objects to us giving the $58,000. I mean, just nobody objects to that. But if you want to give $25,000 worth of rent, all of a sudden we're giving something away. To me, it's the same thing. I kind of see, I'm so reluctant to use this word, I see the chamber as an incubator for, you know, bringing on these new businesses. So, and also I see them as a big quilt and a hothouse. Thank you, Israel. I'm just totally supportive of giving you guys the fire station for the 3 years. I'd be willing to double your rent to $2 a year. I like the economic development contract. And I'm good to go. I don't have a problem getting behind the reporting. I am not in favor of another committee. The city manager has been charged with keeping an eye on the reports, and I think we've got maybe one or two more committees than we need in town. So I cannot support that. George.
Well, I'm really pulled on this one. I've been up and down with this with myself. And I think that what I'd like to see is maybe a one-year try on this. I think 3 years is too long. I could probably go along with a reasonable or fairly cheap rent for a year, but I'd like to have us look at this about in a year and see if this is working. And that's kind of where I stand on this. I just one of those guys. I'm not really, really sold on this incubator thing, and I'd like to take a look at this another year from now. But I'm willing to kind of go along with this for a year.
Because obviously in the contract you see that the chamber is responsible for maintenance of the facility. Maintenance, are you guys with me over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Maintenance of the grounds. Maintenance of the grounds and to return the facility back in good condition to the city. And so I see that we'll retain some value. This is a modular, but it's a well-built modular, and we would have some options further down the road. So as far as the 1 year or 3 years, we have a one-year agreement with the Chamber for the Economic Development Program. That will be coming back to us. And my thought is the three-year with the fire station modular just gives us the chance to have that in place. Obviously, we have the ability to pull out of that if at any point we decide the relationship isn't working or the economic development program isn't working, which we'll be reviewing annually in the budget, but also quarterly with these reports. And correct me if I'm wrong, those quarterly reports will go to the city manager, but will also be provided to the council and the public. That'd be an expectation. But if you'd like to comment on that, Ms. Luker.
I think there's no problem. We can either bring them in a council meeting, we can put them in your boxes, so it's absolutely no problem.
Yeah, I could see that just going in the consent calendar, just as we have our quarterly performance reports on the city's finances. So I hope we will go forward with this. I really, I think this is, it's past due. It's time to get moving on it. And if you feel like you want to have the debate about the number of years, then let's have that. But I also, at some point, do have a couple of items that I'd want to shift in the documents themselves and the agreements.
Well, let's talk about the time. And if, excuse me for addressing George here.
I'd just like I said before, I'd like to see this coincide with both. When they bring it back to us, I'd like to see that. The rent being, the use of the building being brought back at the same time. So that's why I'm talking about this year, so it would work together on that.
Craig said at the last meeting, and I won't invite you up to repeat it. You know, 1 year, you invest in the desk and the carpet, and you get the thing going, and a year's not long enough. Plus, we're already putting them through a meat grinder every quarter, and then big time every year. And now we're talking about another meat grinder in a year. And they're going to be spending all their time, putting themselves through the meat grinder, making reports. And now they'd have to defend their lease. In 6-7 months, they'd have to get to work because, 5 months from then, you're going to have to come back and, beg for another year. And we need to, give it to them. So I'm going to lobby as hard as I can if we can get you on board for conceptually behind this, that you go for the 3 years.
Can I make a comment?
You didn't open his mouth, you may.
Okay.
And George, we're going to have that debate every year with the finances about what's going into the economic development program. But if we want to see this thing succeed, which I hope we do, I think we do, we need to give them the conditions that will provide that. And the opportunity for them to focus 100% on the program. And this is as we're working with the tourism Promotions Bureau on their site and supporting that, this is similar along a separate vein. In both cases, it makes sense. We want them focusing on providing the best program in their focus for Morro Bay. And if we start to try to cut away at that, it's undermining the potential for success. And we're going to be holding this to a high standard, but if from the beginning we're already undermining that, then it makes it much harder for them to perform, and we all want to see this succeed. So it's not a huge sacrifice for the city, because if for some reason, like I said, there is a problem a year and a half into this, the agreement provides us the opportunity to pull out. So I think it's a safe place for us to be.
Well, we're talking about a year and a half into it.
I was using that as an example.
Okay, ladies, let's hear one
may
more time
I have
from
a,
you.
Okay, may I have a turn?
Since you spoke up first, you may.
Actually, I tend to agree with both of you down there. Number one, Mr. Smuckler, we definitely want this to succeed. We want to see that it works. I also agree with George that if we give them a year, we look at it at the end of the year, we can then give them 3 more years if they've done what they say they're going to do. And I just think it's too big a leap to jump into 3 years right at one time.
If I could respond to that, the incubator is a very exciting component to this.
I understand that.
It's a key component to this, and something that, as we're hearing, is going to help put Morro Bay on the map as a business-friendly community. And there will very likely be a much...
9 months before the year is up. If you can't get a business going and with all of this help within 9 months, it may not be the right business. I know we are all supportive of this. We're giving them the tools they need. We are only asking that they come back in a year and show us that, yes, it works. I want to see it come back to council in 1 year. If, in fact, it is working and we can see that they're on track, I think we can then increase it. I just want to be sure that it is what it looks like it's going to be.
So does that mean then that you're willing to provide this first year without rent as well? Because that's a key component to be able to reinvest those funds back into the program, watch how those funds are working for the community and economic development, and then make that decision from there. I would hope that we could, because I would support 1 year if we can do the funds, the rent is subsidized to the economic development program.
Right, just to be a little nitpicky here, I don't think we've ever said free rent. We've said $1 a year, which is virtually free rent. But if that would get you to the 1 year thing, I would agree to the $1 for the first year rent.
I also would agree to that.
Okay. You already agreed to the 1 year. We're trying to talk you into the 3 years. Carl, I want to make sure you have an opportunity.
I'm fine with that. I'm not fine with the free rent for the chamber. I have no problem subsidizing the free rent for the economic development portion of this along with the funding. I have a problem funding subsidizing the free rent for the chamber aspect, just the same as I would in the location they're at now, where we have a contract with them to run the visitor center and we share expenses with the Chamber of Commerce. It's not for me, it's not the city's responsibility for the vitality of the chamber. We're funding a program that they're contracting with us, the same as we're doing right now. And I'm not trying to say they should come in and give us $2,000 a month, but you know, there's a fair market value to rents and we do a 60-40 split, and the chamber for me should have some responsibility in being self-sustaining for their own use. And that's my only catch.
I was looking at maybe the free rent for the first year, but second year we start talking about, hey, wait a minute, we owe it to the to our people that has voted us in this job, and that we do a smart decision as far as and maybe we talk about money then. It gives them time to get off the ground and prove themselves, but we bring it back and talk about the whole package.
What if we split the difference and we give them 2 years?
I was actually going to bring that up.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, so we've got three that would go with the 2 years.
I have a couple of suggestions not to...
Well, let's finish this, if we can. I don't want to cut them off. I know you want to go somewhere else.
I can't go 2 years with totally free rent. I think the chamber has to pay their share of the rent if we're going to go 2 years.
Understood. Anything else? Okay, I think we've got...
I think you better grab the year.
I think we've got the 2 years I just heard.
No.
Speak into the mic. Turn it on. There you go.
All of a sudden, I thought I was talking to you. I just have a problem with this. I've had too many people call me, and I just have a problem with this free rent. I really do. There's just something, you know, just... I kind of thought that we would be brought back a proposal that they were going to pay something, you know, like, I don't know, whatever, $200, whatever. I'll tell you right now, I'll go the year free rent and then bring it back.
That's right, we're back where we started from. We didn't get you to move at all.
Well, he'll move. He's already said that if you...
I sometimes change my mind right when I'm talking.
I've experienced that once, but that was so many years ago.
But I think what George is trying to say, and I may be wrong, is that if you're going to support a second year, he wants to see the second year have a caveat of having a rent fee to it in the second year, not free rent the second year. That's what he's saying. So if you're looking for a two-year contract, then maybe we can find some common ground if you're going to put some sort of... financial, you know, responsibility to the chamber's rent then, the second year.
And should we start that from scratch tonight? I mean, what I'm hearing is
this. And so we would be jeopardizing their health if we told them we could only do 12 months for sure. So there'd be no assurance for the incubator businesses to go longer through that program. And that 3 years, I believe, is standard for the incubator with Cal Poly and other incubators across the country.
So with a 1 year, there is a chance that we could see success, but we're undermining the potential of success.
We'd have to let the incubator businesses know up front that there's a chance that we may lose the space and therefore the program after 12 months.
Okay. But,
and that's under the assumption. Thank you, Craig. Nancy, that, you know, an incubator comes in on the first day of the deal, they've got a year. But if somebody comes in 6 months down the road and they're starting the incubator there and they need a year, I mean, already you're 6 months past the 1 year, and that would usurp exactly what they're trying to do.
In response to that, I would say we're looking very negatively at this, because we're not sitting up here saying, all right, we're going to cancel this in a year. We're saying we want you to show us it's going to work. So if they are moving ahead and the incubator businesses are moving ahead, they should be able to tell these people who are starting the businesses, the city council has asked to see this in a year. They're not saying they're going to shut it down. They're not going to say it's going to go away. They're saying they want to see everybody working together and doing what they say they're going to do. Now, as long as that's happening, we can move forward. And I think we need to be more positive about this approach rather than saying, well, if you only give us a year, we can't do it. That's very, very negative in my mind.
What I think you're seeing is a situation where you need to be able to provide these incubated businesses assurances that their effort and time in that space and the evolution of that business is stable. And we have the ability with the funding mechanism every year to look at the whole economic development program. It's already there. Every year we're going to come to that budget item and say, are we willing to re-up on this? Are we going to invest more? How is this working? Is this a good expense of use of taxpayer dollars? We can ask and have that discussion, but when you start and we can, there's an out with the lease also. So I guess I'm I think my assessment is that you're really picking at something that really, we already have this power and control, so by doing it, you're just drawing out that concern for a potential business that wants to participate. And could I give the city attorney a chance to say something?
No. I'm just kidding, Rob.
Well, it's been alluded to a little bit in during my research of all the chambers, you know, across, and I can name the cities that have just in the last year are trying to do these deep economic development. All of them were the dollar. I didn't find anywhere they shared and charged for some of the chamber rent, but that doesn't mean you can't do that. As far as fair market rent value goes, it varies, you know, across the board from less than $1 a square foot to over $2 in certain areas down on the Embarcadero. Obviously, this isn't, but we didn't do a whole lot of research. We focused on trying to get these agreements to you. The big issue to remember is the lease agreement is 3 years. It could be 5 years. It could be 10 years. But every single year, they're going to have to come to the council during budget time and ask for funding. If at any time they're in default of the funding agreement because they're not performing, they're not doing what they want to do, if council says you're not performing as an economic development engine, you can cancel the lease. There's a cross default that says that the council finds that they're in default of the economic development, or we could even tie it to if council decides there's no more funding, then the lease could be canceled. So in reality, in my mind, although this says it's a 3-year lease, it really is only a 1-year lease, because at any time council is going to be able to get out of it if in fact they're not performing under the funding agreement. With that being said, if you want to do it 1 year, what staff would do is at budget time next year, this is going to be a big item for them. They're going to have to gear up and really show that they are entitled to the same amount of money or more. And at that point in time, we'd present to council whether they wanted to do at that point in time a 1, 2, or 3-year lease again.
One time I went cliff jumping, and I sat up on the cliff for a long time, probably too long. And I finally got myself to jump. And when I jumped, I barely jumped. And I think it was probably one of the closest times to death I've ever been in my life, because I barely cleared the rocks down there at the bottom by the river. And I realized later, I had sat there trying to think about it for too long, and I psyched myself out. And I forgot that I really needed to jump into it and commit. And I think...
Speak into your mic, please.
He just said that at the end of the... In the contract, it says we can cancel at the end of the year. So to me, that says, all right, you guys are under the meat grinder every day, because if you, whatever this thing is, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's a year or 3 years to them, because at the end of a year, we can say, oops, you didn't do this right, so we're canceling you.
No,
because that's what Rob said the contract says.
They've got to go through the meat grinder every year in the economic development. That's one meat grinder. Okay?
Right.
Now we're suggesting, the lease, that every year now, let's put them through another meat grinder. We got one economic development here going, and now we've got one on the lease. So
I don't see how they're different.
Well, yeah, they're the same.
Yeah, they're the same.
If you give them a 1-year lease, they've got to come back in a year and ask for another year or two or whatever they're going to ask for a year from now. If we give them the 3 years now, the economic development thing's failing, pardon the strong word, the whole lease, the whole deal's over anyway. They have to perform. They know they have to perform. Give them the 3 years. If the economic development thing isn't working, they're gonna lose their lease either way. So.
Don't they have to come back and ask for the... money also?
Yes.
So?
That's the meat grinder. That's the first meat grinder.
Yeah, they're already there.
Right.
I don't see any difference. There just isn't any difference.
In your mind.
I'll simplify it, because it really doesn't matter, because the new council is going to come in and do what they want anyway. So, I mean, it's kind of pointless to sit up here to keep debating this, because they're going to change it. So yeah. I will support the 3 years, so you have 3 votes and we can move on, because they're going to do it anyway. So I'd rather just stop debating this. And
I'm with you.
It's not my choice, but that's what's going to happen. So to sit up here and spend the next half hour beating ourselves up for something that they're going to change, when they take seat and take office, they're going to support it. So there's no point in doing this. So I'll support the 3 years. There you go. Just like that.
Can I make a motion that we approve item C1 without having to get into all this?
Well, I have a couple of...
I have a question.
Well, I'm not willing to do that.
I can still... Any of us can make a motion.
I think Carla's right. Let's move on with it because it's going to be changed.
Yeah. I'm going to move that we approve item C1, the agreement with the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce to provide certain economic services in exchange for the $58,250, and approve the lease agreement with the chamber for the property located at 695 Harbor Street. May I hear a second, please?
Second.
Thank you, Noah.
A little discussion?
Yep. I'm just going to ask you, because we've been on this 45 minutes, that you don't...
I don't want to bring this discussion up.
Why do you want to discuss it?
We can't make changes now. I mean, if you want to get into making language changes, I mean, I ask you not to.
Okay,
so we
fine.
Approve this and move on with our life.
Okay.
I think we all agree with what Carla just said. So let's
Great.
Just move on.
We good? I'm going to call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Declaration of future agenda items. Noah. George, you have a declaration?
I want a decoration. I want to decorate Halloween decorations. Okay. That's all right.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
I might well listen up, Rob, because I want to talk a little bit about the central Embarcadero down there with the sidewalk situation. I think we've talked about this before, but I like to put on an agenda that we really take a hard look at this because it's getting really serious. I mean, this last these last festivals that come along, it's just mobbing people down there. They're just walking in the streets.
George, forgive me for the interruption.
Okay.
I've been lectured and lectured and lectured by the city attorney that we can't make a pitch. Just state what your declaration
yeah,
is.
Okay. Sorry about the pitch.
What's your declaration?
Fastball inside.
Excuse me? Do you want to widen?
Yes, I do. I want to widen that the sidewalks, especially on Central in Embarcadero.
I will support looking at
Thank
that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I thought that was already on the agenda.
Oh God, is it?
I believe we brought that forward, and I need to do a little bit of research about what the direction was. So. We understand that you want to. It sounds like you want to bring it back, but we'll take a look and see what the direction was and go from there.
From what I remember, it was related to trying to assess the situation with the addition of the parking.
Are you really?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
For what? Let's go. I'm going home. I'm sorry about that.
Where are we going, George? Dorn's.
Dorn's has drinks?
No. Dorn's makes a great drink.